主，我们能够隐藏在你的磐石穴中，是我们最大的一个福气。
Lord, it is our greatest privilege to be able to hide ourselves under your shadow.
在这样一个充满危机的世界之中，
In this world full of dangers,
我们外有仇敌的攻击，
And through the persecution of the enemy,
内有我们肉体的许多的软弱，
And through so many weaknesses of our flesh,
我们常常觉得有力不能胜的光景。
We often feel like that we cannot have any victory.
感谢主，当我们投身在你怀抱中的时候，
We thank you, Lord, that when we can hide ourselves in your bosom,
一切的力量供应的泉源就都从你而来。
We have all the strength that we need from you.
所以我们宝贝把我们自己投身在你的里头。
So we treasure ourselves in you.
让你的圣手来遮蔽我们。
May your holy hand cover us.
我们住在你的怀中，永不离开。
We live in your bosom and do not want to leave.
一切重担都由你来担当。
You carry all of our burdens.
所有的忧伤，你都替我们除去。
All of our hurts, Lord, you take it away.
我们今天早晨，我们再投在主的脚前。
So this morning we come before your feet.
我们用我们的眼目来瞻仰你的荣美。
And so with our eyes we look upon your beauty.
我们用我们的心来享受主的慈爱。
And with our hearts we enjoy of your goodness.
愿在这个聚会中，就是我们与主相交相会的时刻。
And in this meeting it is the time that we commune with you.
愿你也祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words.
不因着讲话的人软弱而受到遮蔽。
And do not be restricted or hindered by the weakness of those who speak.
也不让因着这个器皿的不好而受到限制。
Do not be restricted by the failures of this vessel.
我们愿主自己亲自来带领我们这个聚会。
Dear Lord, may you lead this meeting with your hand.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
我们今天早晨和弟兄姊妹读一篇诗篇。
This morning, let's read a psalm together with brothers and sisters.
第五十七篇。
Psalm 57.
对不起，今天我的嗓子有点嘶哑。
Sorry, this morning my voice is a little bit hoarse.
所以盼望能够得到弟兄姊妹们的体谅。
So please bear with me.
我们想我们大家一同来读这一篇。
Let's read this together.
或者我们这样啊，我们中文读一节，英文读一节。
Or maybe if we can do this, Chinese read one verse and then in English we'll read another verse.
读中文的时候，英语的弟兄姊妹可以好好的听。
And so when we are reading in Chinese, those who read English, please pay attention.
那么读英语的时候呢，我们中文的弟兄姊妹也可以好好的思想。
And so when we are reading in English, those who read Chinese can also meditate.
我们先读这个诗题。
Let's with our hearts read these words.
大卫逃避扫楼，藏在洞里，那时他坐在金丝，交与令长。调用休要毁坏。第一节经英语的地方怎么读
？Verse 1 in English. Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by.
我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。
He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. Selah. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth.
我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中。他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。
Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth.
他们为我的脚设下网楼，压制我的心。 他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。
My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises.
我的灵啊，你当兴起，琴瑟啊，你们当兴起，我自己要及早兴起。
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations.
因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth.
这篇诗叫做大卫的经诗。
This is a psalm of David, in suffering.
诗篇中大概六篇大卫的经诗。
There are roughly about six psalms of crying out to the Lord.
它所以成为经诗，因为它的价值像金子一样的宝贵。
And the reason why these are golden psalms is because they are truly precious.
实在说，要比金子还要宝贵。
And they are truly speaking, they are even more precious than gold.
那么金子呢，在圣经中常常是指着神的生命、神的性情来讲的。
Gold in the Bible, oftentimes it's describing God's personality and His character.
所以这些诗篇有一个特点。
And this is a characteristic of this psalm.
就是当你来读的时候啊，你能够摸着神的生命。
And that in difficulty you can touch His life.
也能够摸着神的性情。
And that you can touch His personality.
我们一面读，他一面把神的生命，把神的性情就运行在我们的里头。
And as you read it, you can truly have His personality be read into your own heart.
这个五十七篇呢，是其中的一篇。
And so this is one of these psalms, Psalm 57.
这篇诗篇的内容啊，主要是讲到在危难中怎样能够找到一条出路。
This psalm is speaking of how we can have a way out in times of suffering.
这篇诗篇里面最宝贵的就是第八节。
And the most precious here is verse 8.
我的灵啊，你当兴起，琴瑟啊，你们当兴起，我自己要及早兴起。
Awake, my glory, awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn.
他一连三次提到要兴起。
And three times it says here that we must awaken.
所以今天早晨我讲的主题就讲灵的兴起。
And so this morning my topic is the awakening of our spirit.
我们先来看这篇诗篇的背景。
Let's look at the background of this psalm.
它明明写着这是大卫逃避扫罗的时候躲藏在洞里面所作的一篇诗篇。
At the beginning here it says that this is a psalm written of David when he fled from Saul in the cave.
你可以想象到当时大卫的光景和他的心情。
You could only imagine the condition of David during that time.
那一次因为大卫被扫罗追赶。
Because during that time he was being chased by Saul.
大卫本来去西弗的那个地方。
And so this was a place that Saul was running to.
这西弗的人啊，他们背叛了大卫。
And so these were people who were persecuting, David.
他们就告诉扫罗说，那个大卫啊，藏在我们这里。
And so they were telling, informing Saul, this is where David is hiding.
所以扫罗就带着军兵啊，就去追赶。
And Saul bringing with him soldiers were chasing after David.
那么大卫呢正在马云的旷野行走。
And so David was in the desert. He was wandering around.
当扫罗的军兵来到的时候。
And so when Saul and his soldiers arrived.
大卫是山的这边。
David was on one side of the hill.
扫罗就是山的那一边。
Saul was on the other side.
急急呼呼要把大卫抓住了。
And so here he was,
但是非常的奇妙。
But very amazingly.
这个有人告诉扫罗说，腓力斯人来攻打我们。
Someone told Saul that the Philistines have come to attack us.
所以扫罗一听见这个话呀，那只好放弃大卫，就回去要拯救自己。
And so when Saul heard this news, he put down capturing David and went to save himself from the Philistines.
所以正在千钧一发的时候。
And so during this time,
神的手就伸出来,
God's hand was shown.
把大卫从扫罗的手里面抢救回来。
And so saved David from the hands of Saul.
所以这篇诗篇呢，就是大卫在这样的经历当中来默着神的恩典。
And so in this psalm, we see how God's grace came upon David.
他就告诉我们，当我们处在诸般危难中的时候，
He tells us that while we are in the midst of suffering and difficulty,
我们如何能够找到出路？
How we can find a way out.
所以这里有一条逃生的路给我们看见。
And so here we see this path of running out.
我们先看看它里面所讲的内容。
Let's first look at the content.
大卫说啊，那个我的性命在狮子中间。
David says here that my soul is among lions.
我躺卧在那个心如烈火的世人当中。
I lie among those who breathe forth fire.
我们可以想象得到啊。
We can imagine
当大卫在洞里的光景
that while David was hiding in the cave,
许多时候啊，我们也好像落在洞里一样。
Oftentimes it's like we are also hiding in caves.
这个洞里面啊，那就是暗无天日的。
In a cave, it is very dark.
啊，好像四面都找不到出路。
As if you cannot find a way out.
没有一些的盼望。
There is no hope.
今天我们许多人呢，也常常处在这样的情形当中。
And oftentimes we also find ourselves in this type of
condition. 到底我人生的道路，我的出路在哪里？
In my life, where is the way out?
我好像看不见一线的光明。
I cannot see any light.
许多难处都临到我，压迫到我的身上。
There's so many difficulty pressing upon me.
大卫说，我的性命怒在狮子中间呐。
David says that my soul, my life is among lions.
撒旦就像吼叫的狮子一样。
Satan is like this roaring lion.
他是用尽各样的方法想要把我们吞吃掉。
He uses all types of ways to swallow us up.
你们记得但以理的故事。
You remember the story of Daniel?
当但以理因为要好好做神的见证。
Because of wanting to be a good testimony for God.
他是每一天在神面前经常有很多时间祷告。
Every day he would pray before God.
所以他能够在大利乌的王朝啊，能够活出美好的见证来。
And so here before the entire empire, he wanted to live out a testimony for God.
神的荣耀彰显在他的身上。
And the glory of God was manifested in him.
但是这个叫仇敌非常的不甘心。
But this caused the enemy to be very upset.
是千方百计要杀害大卫。
And wanted to swallow him up. And wanted to swallow Daniel.
所以结果呢，他们就把但以理啊，就丢在狮子洞里头。
And so those who were persecuting him threw him in the den of lions.
我们今天做基督徒也相当的不容易。
Oftentimes for us as Christian nowadays, it is just as difficult.
你在这样一个败坏邪恶的时代，要站立得住。
In this very corrupt and dark age, for us to stand.
能够活出美好的见证来。
And to live out a beautiful testimony.
仇敌也相当的不甘心。
The enemy is not happy with us.
所以诸般的难处临到我们的身上。
And so through our lives,
我们正像落在狮子洞里一样。
Oftentimes it is like we have fallen into the den of lions.
我的性命啊，躺卧在心如烈火的狮人当中。
He says here, I must lie among those who breathe forth fire.
哎呀，有的时候那个处境啊，这个好像啊，四面那个火焰在燃烧着你一样。
Sometimes our circumstances may feel like it is fire all around us.
叫你实在是没办法忍受下去了。
As if we cannot endure it anymore.
比如他说，他们为我的脚设下了网楼。
And they have dug a pit before me.
他们的牙齿是枪，是剑。他们的舌头是快刀。
Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongue a sharp sword.
这里我们可以看见呢。大卫当时的经历。
This describes to us the experience of David.
因为他们说那个他说除了四位的人啊，他们的口舌啊，他们的牙齿像快刀一样，像枪像剑一样。
The people around him, their tongues were like a sharp sword, like spears and arrows.
这就是我们中国人常常讲的唇枪舌剑。
There is a phrase in Chinese that our tongues are like arrows, sharp swords.
我觉得我们人许多的难处啊，都在我们的言语上。
Oftentimes, the problems we have is in our speech.
无论在我们家庭中，
whether in family life,
或者在你亲戚朋友中间，
among relatives and friends,
或者在你私人中间，
or the people around us,
我们常常感觉到那个彼此言语之间的争执。
Oftentimes, we feel the sharp arrows piercing us.
就在夫妻两个人中间，
even among husband and wife,
也常常发生这种的光景。
This happens often.
你一枪，
a sharp spear,
我一剑，
and another arrow,
大家都不肯相让的。
And nobody is willing to give up any room.
大家争来争去，谁都不肯先愿意停下来。
Nobody is willing to stop.
总是想我用我的言语把对方刺倒。
I just think that I want to use my words to pierce that other person.
所以就是城墙时间的光景啊，就把我们落在许多许多的痛苦之中。
And so oftentimes these circumstances allow us to fall into such suffering.
你想想看，今天我们许多家庭的难处问题，岂不就是在我们言语之间的争执而来吗？
Don't you think that many of the problems in our family life today is because of what we say to one another?
就在教会中间，弟兄姊妹相处的难处，也多半是口舌而来。
Even the problems within the church between brothers and sisters, oftentimes it has to do with our speech.
所以这个就是神的儿女们头一方面的难处。
And so this is one of the first problems among the children.
就言语所带给我们的危机。
That we have the sufferings due to speech.
第二方面的危机呢？
The second danger,
是道路的危机。
Is our path.
或者说脚步的危机。
Or you could say the dangers of our footsteps.
但是他们为我的脚设下网楼。
That they have prepared a net for my steps.
他们呢，这个在我面前掘了坑。那自己呢，反掉在其中。
They dug a pit before me, yet they themselves have fallen into the midst of it.
这个世界呀，处处都是埋了陷阱。
In this world, there are so many pits.
一不小心，你就会掉在里面。
If you're not careful, you will fall into it.
有一次，我们到一个弟兄姊妹家里去。
One time, I went to a brother and sister's home.
我们在一起祷告成根之后。
After some prayer and devotion,
那么那个弟兄呢，他在一个机关里面呢，做一个单位的主管。
That brother, he was working as a manager in this organization.
所以他祷告完了之后，就给我们交通做见证。
And so after we prayed, he gave us his testimony.
他说在世界上做事情真是不容易了。
He said that it's very difficult to work in this world.
因为我处在一个主管的地位上。
Because I am in a position of a manager.
这个四围啊，许多人呢，都是想把你供下去。
And so many people, they want to pull you down.
大家都想着找你的毛病。
Everybody wants to create problems for you.
就找到了一个毛病的话呀，他们就想把你置于死地。
And so if they find a problem in you, they will drag you down.
并且他们就有许多的陷阱网楼啊，就摆在你跟前了，让你掉进去。
And they place all these pits in through perhaps things like money.
他幸亏我信了主耶稣。
And because I believe in Jesus,
我就把每一天所遭遇难处啊，都摆在主的跟前。
I put all of the problems I encounter each day before the Lord.
如果不是这位主的话呀，
if it weren't for this Lord,
我面临到这么多的试探，
all of these temptations,
面临到这么多的难处，
all of these difficulties,
我真是不知道该如何逃避才好。
I wouldn't know.Even if I had to run.
因为这个世界上的陷阱网络啊，是你这个是无法防不胜防的。
Because of all the temptations in this world, it is very hard to overcome.
有一个我们说也是很接近的弟兄。
Another very close brother of ours.
他因为回到故乡去。
Because he went back to his hometown.
看见他年轻的时候的同伴们。
And he saw his peers from when he was young.
有的做了什么厂长。
Some of them became
有的做了什么经理
had good positions, were managers.
凡是个个都有很好的前途
and all of them had good potential.
哎呀，他说，你看我在学校里读书的时候，他们都赶不上我。
But you see, when I was in school, none of them could beat me.
但是我到北美来了几年了。
But after these few years,
现在他们都比我强。
Now all of them are stronger than me.
所以他想想心里不甘了。
And so in his heart, he wasn't at peace.
我也要创造一番天下来。
And he said, I want to do better than them.
所以他本来在一个集团里面做事的。
And so originally in this one company,
他就放下那个工作。
He put down that particular job.
我自己要来做生意。
I want to do business.
他把他说呢，他王弟兄啊，我做生意的话呢，我的时间就很自由。
He said, Brother Wang.If I do business, I will have my own time.
我现在跟人打工啊，每一天除了正常的八小时上班之外，
now apart from the regular 8-hour workday,
还要加班。
And now I can add on.
一加嘛，加到八点钟，加到十点钟。
Now I can add on a work until 8 p.m. 10 p.m.
所以聚会也不能好好的聚会。
And so he wasn't able to make it to meetings.
我自己做生意的话呢？
If I do work or business,
那时间就是自由的了。
Then it is my own time.
我可以支配了。
And then I can have.
我要什么时候休息，什么时候休息。
I can rest when I want to rest.
他想得很美啊。
He thought very idealistically.
但是呢，一进去之后啊。
But as soon as he entered in,
就掉在陷阱网络里面。
He fell into the pit of temptation.
他本来想自己做生意的话呢，我时间由我自己支配。
He originally thought that if he was going to do business for himself, he could have his own time.
你平时替人家上班的话，十小时、十二小时够了。
Originally, if he worked for others, 8 to 10 hours was fine.
现在自己做生意的话呀，全天候24小时，你都要把你的心思放在里面。
But now, when he did business for himself, he had to put his mind and heart in it 24 hours a day.
所以结果呢，根本就没办法像从前那么聚会。
And so he still was unable to go and meet with brothers and sisters just as before.
所以这个世界啊，有太多太多的网络摆在我们的面前。
There are so many nets and pits in front of us in this world.
我们不小心。
If we're not careful,
很容易掉在陷坑里面。
We can very easily fall into these pits.
那么大卫在这样的情形之中。
And so in this condition, David.
四面都是危难的时候。
When all around him was difficulties, what could he do?
我们感谢谁？
We thank God.
在大卫所写的这个诗篇里面呢。
And in this Psalm of David,
他给我们看见一条出路。
He shows us a way out.
他这篇诗篇让我们在灵里面能够醒起来。
In this Psalm, we see that in our spirit we can be awakened.
我的灵啊，你当醒起。
My spirit, my glory, awake.
琴水啊，你当醒起。
Awake, harp and lyre.
我自己要及早醒起。
I will awaken the dawn.
一连三次提到要醒起。
Three times in a row, he says here, I will awaken.
今天我发觉神的儿女们中间呢。
Today I figure that among brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹其实呢光景都很不错。
That in general, the condition of brothers and sisters are pretty good.
特别是我所处的弟兄，所处的弟兄姊妹中间呢。
Among those that I have interactions with,
我看见弟兄姊妹呢，大家都很爱主。
I feel that most brothers and sisters truly love
the Lord. 每天都有很好的读经祷告的生活。
Every day they have a good life of prayer and reading God's word.
这个基督徒呢，也很像基督徒的样子。
And they truly appear as good Christians.
在教会里也有侍奉。
In church they have service.
也有奉献。
And they have offering.
也肯出代价。
And able to pay the price.
在爱心中有很多的摆上。
And they truly sacrifice in love.
但是我觉得一个美中不足的地方啊。
But there is one area.
我就觉得弟兄姊妹那个灵不够兴起来。
That our spirits are not as awake as they can be.
所以一提起属灵的事情来啊。
So when we talk about spiritual things.
就常常好像提不起那个精神来的样子。
It's as if we don't have enough energy to lift up.
虽然是有侍奉。
Yes, there may be service.
也有敬拜。
There's worship.
但是呢总是就这个灵不够活泼。
But it's as if our spirits are not lively enough.
弟兄姊妹个个都是好的弟兄好的姊妹。
All brothers and sisters are good brothers and good sisters.
但是就经不起试探。
And we also run away from temptation.
只要稍微一点小小的试炼临到了。
If there is even one small thought,
不要说别的吧。
You don't have to say anything else.
亲戚朋友来了。
If there are relatives that are here,
就常常把主的事情摆在一边。
Then we put this on the side.
昨天怎么没看到你来聚会啊？
Oh, yesterday I did not see you.
哎呀，我有个朋友从哪里哪里来。
Oh, I had a friend who came in.
所以我就陪他去做什么做什么去。
So I went with this friend to go do some things.
所以啊，就一点点的小事情呢，都会 把我们的那个时间各方面的都霸占去。
Very small things can take up our time and our focus.
所以我们讲起别的事情来，我们做起事情来，我们都可以做得很好。
When we talk about things that we need to do, we can do it well.
但是要交通一些属灵的事情。
But when it comes to fellowship about spiritual matters,
要在聚会中间好的赞美赞美。
When we want to have praise, we have good praise.
总是就这个灵呐、啊、就不顾出来。
But then our spirits don't come out.
这个灵不顾升起来。
Our spirits are not lifted up.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我心中极其盼望一件事情的。
So this is one thing that I really desire in my own heart.
我们圣灵在这里呼唤我们。
That we want the Holy Spirit to truly revive us.
就让我们的灵能够兴起。
Allow our spirits to be awakened.
他说：“我的灵啊，应当兴起。
Awaken my spirit.
琴瑟啊，你当兴起。
Awake harp and lyre.
你们当兴起来。
I will awaken.
啊。”那么怎么样醒起来呢
Now how do we be awake?
我们这里看见大卫给我们的几方面的学习
Here we see a few things that we can learn from David
第一点
The first point
就看见神是至高的神
You must see that God is the God most high、
啊、在第二节就是讲这样的话
And that is what it says in verse 2
我要求告至高的神
I will cry to God most high
在难处当中能够找到一线光明。
In our difficulty to see some light.
你在四面都是那么黑暗的一个洞洞里头。
When all around you, you are in a dark cave.
你找不到一点出路的时候。
And you're unable to see a way out.
你要看见啊，在最黑暗的时候，有了至高的神在那里。
In the darkest of times, you must see where is your God Most High.
我常常和弟兄姊妹交通到一个地方。
Oftentimes, I share with brothers and sisters a particular location.
我说你看见今天呢、啊，天气不好，有些狂风暴雨。
Today, you might notice that if the weather is very bad, it's very stormy outside.
其实这个风雨啊，不过是在地面上短短的一点距离。
Actually, that rain and storm is only a certain area above the earth.
你只要稍微升高一点啊。
If you were to slight look above just a little bit.
你坐飞机的时候就知道了。
If you're in a plane, you would know.
你看见了。在云层之上啊，阳光仍然是明媚的。
That right above the clouds, it is clear and it is beautiful.
所以你飞机上看下去啊，那个狂风暴雨啊，不过是地面上就这么一点点。
And so if you were to look out of the window of a plane, that storm is only a little bit above the earth.
所以我们只要来到至高的神跟前啊。
And so if you come before the God Most High,
在至高的神跟前，阳光永远普照。
Before God Most High, before you, it is all clear.
所以不要被地面上这些难处所压住。
No need to be oppressed by that storm that is only slightly above the earth.
我们要求神啊，就把我们的灵提升起来。
Ask God to lift up our spirits.
看见我至高的神在掌管着一切。
To see that the God Most High is sovereign above all these things.
啊，不管地上任何的事情发生。
No matter what is happening above the earth.
不管我们有任何的遭遇。
Or no matter what difficulties we encounter.
我们要知道至高的神掌握着所有的环境。
We must know that God Most High is in control of all things.
所以呢，我们要赞美他。
And so we want to praise him.
主耶稣怎么说？
What does Jesus say?
主耶稣说啊，
Jesus
当他在比拉多跟前受审问的时候，
That when he was before Pilate.
假设我是主耶稣那个环境。
If I was Jesus and in that circumstance,
你想我带着锁链在审判官跟前受审判。
That I have chains on my hands and that I'm being judged.
那我一定是垂头丧气。
Then I would be very depressed and low.
哎呀，我真的很倒霉啊。
Oh, woe is me.
我根本就没有做过这件事情。
What have I done to deserve this?
都是人家冤枉我的。
Everybody has hurt me.
把我关在这个地方。
And tied me into this place.
所以我忧愁痛苦充满着我的心中。
And so my heart would be full of despair.
他主耶稣呢？
But Jesus?
主耶稣必拉到跟前做美好的见证。
In front of Pilate, he made a beautiful testimony.
当比拉多说，为什么我问你许多事情，你都不回答？
He says, why don't you answer any of my questions?
你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄捆绑你吗？
Don't you know that I have the power to set you free or to judge you?
主耶稣说
Jesus,
若不是从上头赐给你的你就毫无权柄办我
Jesus said to him that if you did not receive this power from above you would be unable to do anything
所以 我们要看见至高的神掌管着一切的环境。
And so we must see that the God Most High is in control of all things.
第二点呢，他下面又说。
The second point he also says.
他说，就是为我成全诸事的神。
To God who accomplishes all things for me.
我觉得这句话很宝贝了。
I think this is such a precious word.
我们的神啊，是为我成全诸事的神。
Our God is a God who accomplishes all things for us.
所以大卫感觉到就这各样的环境啊，都是神借着他们来成全我的。
And so David knows that in all circumstances, all things are happening to accomplish things for me.
我们常常觉得我为什么这么倒霉啊？
Sometimes we think, why am I in such a terrible situation?
别人都没碰见这样的事情。
No one else has encountered such a situation.
偏偏我碰到。
Why is it me?
比方说约瑟吧。
And so for example,
约瑟你想，旧约里面那个约瑟。
Joseph in the Old Testament.
那个你想我这个十个哥哥呢，真是太坏了。
That his brothers, they were truly bad.
他们这么这样的不爱弟兄。
They did not love their brothers.
竟然把我卖到埃及来。
And they sold me to Egypt.
那假使是我的话，我一定觉得我曾经很倒霉啊。
And so if it were me, I would think, truly, woe is me.
为什么别的兄弟都没发生这样的事情？
Why didn't this happen to any of my other brothers?
他们个个都在家里面呢，就享受夫妇很多的平安福气。
All of them are at home and enjoying the abundance of home.
我们十二个兄弟里面，我最倒霉。
Among the 12 brothers,
他把我卖到埃及。
I am the only one in Egypt.
给那个副委长做奴仆。
And now I have to be a servant.
我好好服侍他。
And I am serving the
Pharaoh. 结果他把我下在监牢里面。
And now I am thrown into the jail.
倒霉不倒霉啊？
Isn't this pitiful?
但是后来看，又是看见了。
But afterwards, Joseph saw.
原来神是借着这些事情呢，来成全我的。
It was through all these things that God was accomplishing and establishing me.
因为神知道有一天迦南地要遭遇饥荒。
Because God knew that one day famine would come upon Egypt.
所以神就先打发我来到这里。
And so God sent me here first.
叫我可以为我的弟兄们，为我的全家预备粮食。
So I could prepare all provisions for my family and the entire nation.
所以神最后啊，把约瑟高举在宰相的位置上。
And so then God exalted Joseph to the position of Pharaoh.
所以诗篇一百零五篇里面讲到一句话呀。
And so in Psalm 104 it says,
讲到约瑟被卖的时候啊。
That when Joseph was being sold.
圣灵用一句话。
That God through a word.
他说神就先打发约瑟。去到那个地方为他们全家预备了粮食。
That God first sent Joseph to Egypt to that place so that he could provide for his family.
不是他兄弟们不爱他恨他把他卖了卖掉了。
It wasn't that his brothers hated him and sold him in that manner.
是神打发他去到埃及。
It was that God has sent him to Egypt.
为着日后的荣耀而预备。
So that he could have a glorious preparation.
所以这个神啊是成全诸事的神。
God is one who accomplishes things for us.
所以弟兄姊妹当你我碰见难处的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we encounter difficulties,
我们能不能够思想到
can we think,
今天这些的环境
today these circumstances,
都是用来要来成全我的
God is using all these things to establish me,
使我日后能够在神的手中成为一个贵重的器皿
so that later on I could be a precious vessel in God's hand,
来彰显他的荣耀丰富
to manifest his glory and abundance.
我们要看见这一点。
We need to see this.
那么第三点呢？
The third point.
大卫说啊，他就把我隐藏在他的翅膀底下。
David says that in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge.
这句话非常的宝贵。
This is a very precious word.
神把我藏在他翅膀的底下。
In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge.
我在小的时候啊
When I was young,
我就看见那个 那个老鹰在天上飞。
I would see eagles flying in the sky.
那我们家里养那个母鸡。
And at home we had hens.
老鹰要来了。
And when the hens saw the eagle flying,
这个母鸡啊就张开它的翅膀。
The hen would open up her wings.
它就咕咕咕咕咕咕叫起来。
And she would cackle.
哦，叫这个小鸡啊都躲在它的翅膀底下。
And call for all of her chicks to come underneath her wings.
所以这幅图画就很感动我们。
And so this is a beautiful picture.
哎呀，我们啊在各样的难处临到的时候啊，
that in all of our difficulties,
一个最宝贵的地方呢，
one of the most precious points,
就是我们投靠在主耶稣爱的翅膀底下，
that we can hide ourselves under the wings of God who loves us.
是大卫却蒙到了这个福分。
And so David, he understood this privilege.
他的难处中就藏在这个神的翅膀的荫下。
When he encountered difficulties, he hid himself under the wings of God.
要不然的话，他的日子怎么过啊？
Otherwise, how would he pass his days?
是当他在难处当中躲藏在那个翅膀的荫下的时候呢？
And so when he is hiding under the shadow of God's wings,
我们看见了，神就出来做事了。
We can see God acted.
腓力斯人一来攻打。
The Philistines came.
这个他们扫罗只好拔腿就跑。
And Saul had to run away and to meet the Philistines.
所以我每一个弟兄姊妹，
So every brother and sister,
我们在生活当中，
in our daily lives,
我们在学会一件事情，
we learn one thing,
就藏身在他爱的翅膀的底下，
we are to hide ourselves under his wings of love,
就像刚才我们唱的诗歌，
just like the hymn we sang,
隐藏在他的磐石穴中，
we hide ourselves in the cleft of the rock,
还有一首诗歌也是很好的，
there is another very good
hymn, 355首呢，它就是投靠在父神的怀抱里面。
Hymn 350, we hide ourselves in his bosom.
啊，就是躺卧在父神怀中。
That I hide myself in his bosom.
就是靠近父神怀中。
That I would come near to his bosom.
我们如果在每一天生活中学习来靠近父神怀中。
That in all circumstances, all situations, we learn to come near to him.
让他爱的翅膀来遮蔽我们的时候。
Allow his wings of love to cover us.
我们看见神要出来做事。
Then we can see that God will work.
他把我们的重担背负过去了。
That he will take away our burdens.
他给我们忧虑痛苦给我们肩担过去了。
And that he will take away all of the pain and suffering.
他我们正在我们觉得无路可走的时候。
Especially in the times when we see that there's no way out and we can't go on.
神为我们开辟出一条出路来了。
God will open up a way.
第四点。
The fourth point.
大卫就是说啊，他说我的心要坚定。
My spirit, my heart is to be steadfast.
这第七节，神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
In verse 7, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises.
所以这里一个秘诀呢，就心要坚定。
And so the secret here is that my heart is to be steadfast.
就当你碰见试炼难处的时候，你不要慌张。
That when you encounter difficulty and pain, do not doubt.
因为你里面呢，要先坚定下来。
Because you must be steadfast first.
因为至高的神在宝座上掌管一切。
Because the God Most High is in control.
所以不要因为一点点难处，那不管多大的难处临到我们呢，我们就灰心退后。
So no matter what difficulty encounters us, that we will not be faint-hearted and doubt.
我们在圣经当中看见好多弟兄姊妹啊，他们心里都是很坚定。
In the Bible, we see many brothers and sisters whose heart were steadfast.
你看，要不得坚定。
And so you have to be steadfast.
当他受到那么可怕的打击的时候，
so that when you encounter such a difficult situation,
要不说啊，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。
Just like Job says, he is the one who gives and who takes away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of Jehovah.
他还有一句话，他说，他是杀我，我也要信他。
And another phrase that he says, even if he slay me, still I will put my trust in him.
弟兄姊妹，你看，他坚定不坚定啊？
Do you see, brothers and sisters, how he is steadfast?
不像你我呀，我们一点点事情，哎呀，是不是神离弃了我了？
Not like you and I, you know, a little bit of difficulty, has God left me?
到底主爱不爱我呀？
Does God truly love me?
如果神真是爱我的话，
If God really loves me,
我就何至于遭遇到这样的难处呢？
Why have I encountered such a difficulty?
你再看看但以理的三个朋友，
And so when we see
那个巴比伦王威胁他
that
巴比伦王威胁他们
when Babylon came
哎，你们还不拜我所造的金像吗
do you when Daniel's few friends needed were told that they had to bow down before the idol are we afraid of you
你们如果拜我那也罢就算了
You can just throw us, you can do whatever you want to us.
如果你们还不拜的话呀，我要把你们丢在火窑里面。
And the king said, if you do not bow down to this idol, I will throw you into the fire.
但以利三个朋友怎么回答呀
And what did the three friends say?
王啊
King,
我们决定不拜你的金像。
We will not bow down and worship this golden image.
因为我们的神必定能够拯救我们。
Because our God will save us.
既或不然
Otherwise,
我们也是不拜你的金像。
We will still not bow down before the idol.
所以呢，他们三个人啊，那个在火药里面自由的游行啊。
And so the three were walking about in the fire.
这个不简单哦。
This is not easy.
啊，我们也不要在火药里面了。
If we were to be thrown in the fire,
靠近火药旁边。
We would want to be on one side.
已经热得不得了了，不行！哎呦，可怕，可怕，可怕！
It is truly very fearful.
那你看得远一点。
We will want to be on not in the fire.
我们天气稍微热一点，就是，哎呀，太热，太热，太热。
Even when the weather is just a little bit hot, we cannot stand it.
那真是躲到火窑里面的话，你还能活得下去吗
？If you're to be thrown in the fire, can you live?
但这三个朋友啊，那个在火窑里面呢，自由来去。
But these friends walked about freely in the fire.
行动自如。
And walked about freely.
啊，还有神的儿子耶稣和他们同在一起。
And the Son of God, our Lord Jesus, was with them.
这对他们心里坚定。
And so their hearts were steadfast.
是在任何环境中。
And so no matter what circumstances,
我们的心不要动摇。
Our heart must not be moved.
要坚定。
We must be steadfast.
啊，那么第五点。
The fifth point.
啊。他说要就是要唱诗要歌颂
that I will sing and give praise
他下面一句话呀叫琴声啊你们当兴起
and it says here harp and lyre awake
我的灵啊应当兴起
awake my glory
这句话我们知道了、哦
And so now we know with this word
这个琴声啊你当兴起
awake harp and lyre
为什么这个是琴瑟要兴起啊
？Why do these harp and lyres need to be awakened？
琴瑟就代表我们在神面前对着神的歌唱和赞美。
The harp and lyre represent our songs and our praise before God。
而这个琴瑟呢，不是外面那个钢琴。
And these songs of harps and lyres not the sound of the piano。
这个琴啊，琴瑟是在我们里面。
This instrument is within us。
啊。我们有首诗歌呀，大概是九十首啊，就讲的，他说神啊，在我们信他的时候啊，他就赐给我们一个金琴。
And so in hymn 90 it says that we have a golden harp inside of us.
他主，我相信你已经预备一个金琴为着我。
Lord, you have prepared a golden harp for me.
一个金佳美的金琴为着我的。
This is a golden harp prepared for me.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要相信哦。
So brothers and sisters, you must believe.
就在你信主的时候。
That when you believed in the Lord.
圣灵就把一个金琴赐给你了。
The Holy Spirit has given you a golden harp.
让我们基督徒的生活可以弹奏金琴来歌颂他来赞美他。
So our life as a Christian, we can play this golden harp to praise him.
我在这个金琴不是外面，在我里面啊。
This is not an outward instrument, but is in.
很多的时候啊
，oftentimes
我们就常常把这个金琴挂在阁楼上。
We hang up our golden harp on a hook outside.
我三年之前到纽约的时候啊
，3 years ago when I went to New York，
租了一个 apartment。
I rented an apartment.
那么弟兄姊妹就送给我们一些东西。
Brothers and sisters gave us some gifts.
那一个姊妹呢，送给我一架 keyboard.
A sister gave me a keyboard.
她以为我们总是要弹弹琴、唱唱诗歌了。
She apparently wanted us to, or thought that we played the piano and would sing hymns.
那我姊妹呢，就常常不在。
And my sister would often not be there.
那我呢也不会弹琴。
And I don't know how to play the piano.
所以人家。他们送给我的 keyboard， 我把它放在沙发底下。
So I put it underneath the sofa.
过了两三年了。
After 2-3 years,
这个沙发底下都很多的灰尘。
There was a lot of dust under the sofa.
那紧紧的，这么好的琴啊，就藏起来了。
And such a great keyboard, it was hidden.
哎呀，我觉得很亏欠那个送给我们的姊妹。
I felt very bad for that sister who gave it to us.
但是多少基督徒啊，我们常常把我们的主赐给我们的金琴。就不晓得藏到什么地方去了。
So often, this golden harp that the Lord has given to us, where have we hidden it?
所以许多基督徒啊，从来不会赞美。
And so many Christians do not know how to praise.
我们常常说，你为什么不赞美呢？
You can ask, why don't you praise?
有什么好赞美的？
What is there to praise about?
我的生活当中啊，没一件事情好赞美的。
There's nothing in my life that I can give praise to.
啊，我还是那么贫穷。
I'm still this poor.
我身体还常常软弱。
My body is often so weak.
我的前途也不怎么光明。
I don't have very much.
所碰见的事情，每一件事情叫我称心如意的。
Everything that I touch seems to be failure.
所以你想象呢，像我这样，我有什么好赞美的？
So someone like me, what do I have to praise about?
所以很多基督徒叫他赞美，都赞美不出来。
So many Christians, you tell them to praise, it is very hard to praise.
大卫在告诉我们呢、啊，琴谁啊？你倒兴起。
But David tells us, awake, harp and lyre.
我们不应该再把这个琴啊，就放在沙发底下了。
No need to put this harp beneath the sofa.
也不应该把它放在储藏室。
No need to hang it up in the kitchen.
应该拿出来，我们把神赐给我们的金琴。佳美的金琴来弹奏它。
Take out this golden harp that God has given us.
大卫所以能够在诸般的环境当中得胜。
David was able to overcome all of his circumstances.
他学会了一个秘诀，就是赞美。
Because he learned the secret, and that was praise.
因为我们的神以色列的神啊，是以以色列赞美为宝座。
Because our God is one whose praise, whose throne is established on our praise.
所以你的诗篇里面那么多的大卫所写的诗歌。
And so all of these hymns, psalms that are written by David.
都在最为难的时候。
Oftentimes are written in the most difficult situation.
最痛苦的时候。
In the time of most pain.
他就弹奏出这个金琴佳美。
He was able to play this golden harp.
所以他借着弹奏这个琴啊，就把扫罗身上的魔鬼都赶走。
And so even on playing this harp, he was able to cast out the demon in Saul.
所以大卫等到做王以后啊，
so after he became king,
要他儿子所罗门建造圣殿。
And wanted Solomon to establish the temple.
大卫那个时候已经啊，就是把要在圣殿里面那个要唱诗的那个诗班呢、啊，就已经提出来了。
David had already brought up and had started to prepare for the choir that was to be serving in the temple.
所以圣殿里面每天24个班是赞美的诗班。
And so there are 24 psalms of praises.
每天有12个人唱。
Every day there are people all the time
in
the temple singing.
有288个人在唱诗。
And so there are 288 people who are singing.
圣殿当中最大的一个特色。
And so one of the greatest characteristics of the temple.
就圣的儿女满了赞美。
Is that the temple is filled with praises.
所以今天在圣的家中。
That today in God's house.
在圣的教会里面。
In God's church.
倒不是需要组成一个庞大的诗班。
That it's not a great choir.
乃是需要。我们神的儿女个个学会赞美。
But that each one of us needs to learn how to praise.
在难处来到的时候会赞美。
So that when difficulties come, we know how to praise.
在最困苦的时候赞美。
In the most difficult circumstances, we know how to praise.
还要赞美。
After praising, we praise some more.
那保罗跟希拉呀，在监牢里面，他们就唱起诗歌赞美了。
And so we know that Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, they were singing praises.
所以他们一唱啊，把地都唱得震动。
So even their songs caused the earth to shake.
把关得紧紧的。监牢门都敞开了。
The doors that were bound up tightly were opened.
把众囚犯身上锁链都唱得掉下来了。
The chains on their hands fell off.
所以我有时候对弟兄姊妹说，你如果埋怨。
And so I tell brothers and sisters, if you complain,
你碰见一些事情，
you have encountered something,
你就埋怨这个埋怨那个，
you complain about this and that,
都是我的太太不好，
it's all my wife's fault,
都是我的先生不好，
all my husband's fault,
都是教会哪一个弟兄不好，
it's all the problems in the church,
都是这些人不好，
it's all these people's fault,
你越埋怨啊，你身上锁链啊捆得越紧，
if you complain, you are tying and binding yourself,
你们中间有没有哪一个人呢、啊？因为埋怨把锁链都埋怨在开放了。
How many of you, after complaining and complaining, you have loosened those chains?
越埋怨，你把你捆得越紧。
When you complain, you're tightening those chains.
越赞美呢？
The more you praise,
你神的锁链就开放了。
The more released you are.
锁链就那个手铐脚镣通通掉下来了。
And then the chains from your hands and feet can fall off.
赞美能够把我们的心灵释放开了。
Praise allows our spirit to be
released. 赞美能够把我们从地面的云层底下提高高升到云层之上去。
Praise allows our hearts that is buried beneath the earth to be lifted up into the heavens.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹要学会这个秘诀。
And so every brother and sister, we must learn this secret.
我们要看见今天我所碰见的任何一件事情。
We see that today, anything that I encounter,
原来是神给我一个蒙恩的机会。
That truly this was something, an opportunity that God has given to me.
要叫我在这个环境当中来经历神的恩典。
So that I can experience God's grace in this situation.
是神已经赐给我一个佳美的境景了。
God has already given me a golden harp.
我们要借着弹奏这个境景献报。把赞美献到神跟前去。
And so through playing this golden harp, I can give my praises to God.
所以，我们有许多弟兄姊妹都很宝贵。
There are many precious brothers and sisters.
他们碰见难处的时候啊。
When they encounter difficulty.
他们就借着唱诗歌赞美啊，他们就蒙到大的恩典。
Through singing praises and giving God thanks, they have received great grace.
有对青年夫妇。
There is a young couple.
他们坐船的时候。
When they were on a boat.
遭遇到难处了，那个船被碰，船出礁了。
They encountered a problem and the ship encountered danger.
每一个人就想到船上那个救生圈呢，就跳到海里去。
And so everybody went into the lifeboats, so that they could be rescued.
那么夫妻两个人呢，丈夫也找到一个救生圈，太太也找到一个救生圈。
And so the husband found one lifesaver and the wife another.
但是有的人没有抢到的。
But some people were not able to get to it.
所以到海里面的时候呢。
And so while in the sea.
他们就把这个太太的救生圈抢走了。
They took away the lifesaver of the wife. What happened next?
就他们夫妻两个人用一个救生圈。
And so the husband and wife shared one.
那是很危险的。
And then it became very dangerous.
那么在最危险的时候。
It became the most dangerous time.
几乎要沉下去了。
When they were about to sink.
那么这对夫妇是弟兄姊妹是爱主的。
And so this couple, they were believers and they loved the Lord.
我们来唱诗赞美吧。
And they said, let us sing songs and praise.
他们就唱耶稣灵魂的爱人。
And so they said, Jesus, lover of my soul.
你还让我来重生。
You allow me to be saved.
所以当他们一面唱诗的时候啊。
And so while they were singing.
那个里面的力量呢又被提升起来。
The strength from within lifted them up.
几乎要沉下去了。
Even while they were sinking.
赞美神的时候。
While praising God.
又把他们提高起来。
It lifted them up.
所以这个就是啊，后来呢，他们就蒙到拯救了。
And so afterwards they were rescued.
另外一艘船经过，把他们夫妇两个人都救到船上去。
Another ship was able to save them onto their ship.
我们在长岛有一家弟兄姊妹。
And there is another couple.
他们也是家里面难处很多。
They have many difficulties in their family.
这个姊妹很爱主。
The sister truly loved the Lord.
但是家里面难处呢，她的先生是一个有那个帕金森氏病的人。
The husband had a sickness.
所以他行动不大方便。
Had Parkinson's and so was unable to walk.
他两个儿子呢？
And the two sons.
大的儿子。
The older son.
有点自闭症。
Also had an illness.
小的儿子呢？
The younger son.
前些日子啊，又头痛。
Oftentimes had headaches.
后来学校的医生说，他大概两个眼睛啊，焦点不能够集中。
And the doctors at school said that perhaps it was because he was unable to focus his eyes and so had terrible headaches.
好几个礼拜都不能够上学。
And so for many weeks could not go to
school. 那我们的姊妹呢？她在教会里面有这个有很多的服事。
And so our sister, she had many services in the church.
她也带姊妹聚会。
And she led sisters meeting.
她也翻译。
And she also translated.
她也探访。
And she also visited.
哎呀，所以呢，你想想，家里面有那么多的重担。
And so all these burdens at home.
在教会里面还那么服事。
And still able to serve at church.
实在是那个。担子太重太重压在她的身上。
There was a great burden placed upon her.
但我们的姊妹感谢主啊，祝福着她。
But our sister, we thank the Lord. The Lord.
她是一个这个心里面坚定的人。
Her heart was steadfast.
无论什么样的环境。
No matter what circumstances.
我们都没有听到她的口中发出过一句怨叹的话。
We never heard one complaint from her mouth.
反而常常 能够赞美神。
Rather often she prays God.
在最困难的时候来赞美神。
In the most difficult time, she prays God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习在赞美神。
So brothers and sisters, we must practice and learn to praise God.
我们最好基督徒啊，是学会把诗歌里面那些美好的佳句啊，记在心中。
And so we must remember some of these wonderful hymns.
比方说刚才唱的诗歌。
Oftentimes the hymns we sing.
他隐藏我魂在磐石穴中。
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.
这个诗歌那个这个短短的副歌啊，你把它记起来。
Just this very short refrain, you can memorize it.
那每到难处临到的时候。
So whenever difficulties come,
你就唱。
You can sing.
他隐藏我魂在他磐石穴中。
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.
你把我藏在他爱的深处。
And he covers me with his love.
或者你唱另外一首诗歌都可以。
Or you can sing any other hymn.
你读背几首。
You just memorize it.
像326首。
Like 326. Like Jesus is the lily of the valley.
其中有几句话很宝贵。
There is one phrase that is very precious.
忧虑他是我安慰。
In sorrow, he's my comfort.
患难由他抵挡。
In trouble, he's my stay.
一切重担都担在他肩上。
He tells me every care on him to roll.
可是我今天嗓子哑了，不能唱。
Today, unfortunately, I'm hoarse. I can't sing.
不然的话，大家唱一唱多美啊。
Otherwise, if I sing it, it is wonderful.
你也可以唱345首。
You can also sing 354.
耶稣
Jesus, Jesus.
我拣选主耶稣
I choose Jesus.
我心今正住在所有甘甜事物之源
And that I desire to live in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see.
我非常宝贝这句话
I truly treasure this word.
我心今天正住在所有甘甜事物的源头里面。
My heart in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure are.
这是他消除我所有的忧愁。
He takes away all of the despair.
是他背负我所有的难处。
He takes care of all of the problems.
所以弟兄姊妹，你把这些宝贝的诗歌啊记在里面。
So if you memorize these precious hymns.
你假设记性不好，不一定要背全首诗歌。
If your memory isn't so great, you don't have to memorize the whole thing.
你只要背
其
中一节。
Maybe one verse.
或者一个副歌。
Or the refrain.
把几句背在里面。
Just a few words, memorize.
当你有需要的时候。
So when you are in need,
你来唱这些短诗歌。
You can sing these hymns.
你弹出你的尽情来。
You can play your golden heart.
把赞美送到神跟前。
And to give praises to God.
你就要看见了。
And you will see.
在你最为难的时候，神的膀臂伸展出来了。
That in the most difficult times, God stretches out His hand.
一条通天的出路。为你预备。
That he has prepared for you a way out.
我们每一个人在这个地上，我们都有我们的难处。
Every single one of us, we have our problems.
所以我们要学习在主面前这些学习这些功课。
And so we learn these lessons before.
好叫我们能够在任何环境里面都能够灵里面兴起来。
So that no matter what the circumstances, our spirits may be awake.
你倒兴起。
Awake, my spirit.
我们大家一同要再读第八节。
Let's again read verse 8 together.
第八节啊。
Verse 8.
我的灵啊，你当兴起。
琴
声啊，你们当兴起。我自己要及早兴起。我想我就交通到这里。
I will end my sharing here.
我们请孙弟兄带我们祷告。
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you with all of our hearts.
你实在是我们的避难所。
Because you truly are our shelter.
在这个世界中，我们有诸多的苦难。
In this world, we have many difficulties.
但是我们在你里面可以享受平安。
But in you, we can enjoy peace.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
大卫知道如何隐藏在你自己的里面。
David knew how to hide himself in you.
他能够因着主的缘故躲避所有一切的祸患。
Because of the sake of the Lord was able to escape all difficulties.
今天在新约的时代里。
Today in the New Testament time.
你在灵里面住在我们的深处。
And through your spirit, you live in the depths of us.
你在一切的事上与我们联合。
And through all things, you are united with us.
主啊，我们所享受的福分是更大的。
Lord, we enjoy so much.
因为你把我们的事都担在你自己的肩头上。
Because you carry all of our burdens upon you.
凡我们所经历的。
All that we experience,
你都在其中。
You are among everything.
主啊，我们从深处把感谢归给你。
We give you thanks from the depths of our hearts.
今天我们活在这个世界的里面。
Today we live in this world.
虽然仇敌布下许多的陷阱网罗。
Even though the enemy has laid many nets and pits before us.
但是你是我们引路的主。
But you are our God.
你能够带领我们脱离这一切。
And you can lead us so that we can escape these things.
正像今天早晨你借着我们的弟兄所提醒我们的。
And this morning through the reminding of our brother.
主啊，使我们的灵常常是醒的。
May our spirits be awake.
我们的琴瑟是醒的。
May our harps be awake.
我们知道如何在这个风雨飘摇的日子歌唱赞美我们的主。
So that we know in these times of storms and difficulties how we can praise our God.
从心灵的深处把敬拜归给我们的主。
So that we can praise and worship from the depths of our hearts.
主啊，我们实在是你重价所买回来的人。
Lord, truly we are purchased by your blood.
因为你在我们身上要成就你自己的美意。
And you want to accomplish your good will in us.
所以当我们隐藏在你里面的时候。
So while we are hiding in you.
所有的咒诅都会变为祝福。
All of the difficulties will become blessings.
所有路上的艰难都催促我们往前。
All troubles will become our way ahead.
一切仇敌的作为最终是叫主的旨意能成就在我们身上。
And all the traps of the enemies will become a way out for our God.
愿我们学会依靠你。
May we learn to rely on you.
主啊，谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us.
继续祝福这些话语。
Continue to bless these words.
引导我们在生活中来经历你。
To lead us in our daily lives to remember you.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.